Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon? Hello, can you hear me? Sir?
Can you hear Mr. Johnson, sir?
Yes, now I can.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
Yes, good.
Okay. Sir, just for the record, could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us?
My name is George Bayless Wilkins. My DOC number is 058120.
Okay. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning, okay?
Okay.
To my far left would be your right, sir, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line from there is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing lead this morning, okay? Mr. Lopez, I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. As I go over that information, if there's something, I'm going by the documentation that we have. So if there's something that's not quite correct or that I missed, sir, please feel free to correct me, okay?
Okay.
So, Mr. Lopez, you've been certified to come before this board for a absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
You're currently serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. You first became parole eligible on December 5th of 2010. Is that about right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do have an institutional progress report here from the services that if you were released on parole, you would work with your brother at the recycling center called National Meadows. You would also be living with him in Phoenix until you find something else. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. You have no disciplinary actions within the last 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. You have taken some programming that I see that you've taken. It looks like, and I'm going to go back farther and go through some of your certificates, but you have taken some programs which include reentry programming, life skills, carpentry, and cultural diversity that I see that you took. You've also taken some of the SMART classes, as well as some other classes that you've taken. Is that about what you've done since you've been in there, sir?
Yes, I have more, but I just had a set of, they're basically the same thing, one for HVAC, astrology, just some classes that are available for us here. There are not many programs they have here for us, so I take as much as I can, and as they have room for us. I mean, where do you leave the last ones on the portable?
Yeah, okay.
You usually take a number of short times for these classes. They're answerable.
Okay. So, sir, I see that you also, originally you were charged with armed robbery as well as murder. You had a 14-year sentence. I believe that sentence was running consecutive to your life sentence. Is that right?
I think so, yes.
I mean, I said consecutive, but I meant concurrent, meaning that they were all running together at the same time. According to your AIMS record, sir, I see that you have received some citations, but you've only received a small amount of tickets for the entire time that you've been in there. And it looks like only two of the tickets that you ever received during the entire period that you've been there were only for majors. All the rest was either minors or resolved or came to some resolution. Is that right?
Yes.
So it seems like since you've been there, you've been in very little trouble. What have you been doing to keep yourself out of trouble?
Well, I work. I try to work. I course, try to do my programming if there's classes available, and I book my little autograph, like to read, and I keep myself occupied. I'm not a troublemaker, as you can see, as you can see from the records.
Yeah, I can see. You've been in that quite a bit of time. How long were you when you were, when this incident occurred, sir?
I had just turned 19, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was.
And you've been incarcerated a total of how many years?
I just passed my 33rd year, which was, I think, October 7th.
Uh-huh.
A long time.
Okay, according to the pre-sentence report and the information that we have here, this was an incident that occurred on October 4th, 1985, when Bob, you and your brother, Jose Lopez, when you murdered the victim. According to the investigation, indicate the victim's body was found in a canal near 800 South 67th Avenue. Says that the victim's body, his hands and his feet were tied, and now that occurred probably before the murder. And according to the medical examiner's report, said the cause of death was multiple stab wounds with a fracture to the skull. Sir, can you tell me a little bit about what happened or what was going on with you during that period of time?
We went out partying, drinking beer, smoking marijuana. That's what we did back then. That's what all the kids did. An argument started, and we got in a fight, and it all went downhill from there. He got hurt.
So what happened? What was the argument over? So you guys got in an argument, a fight? Because what happened to you? Your brother was involved in the argument and fight too?
At first he was, yes.
Okay.
I can't specifically recall what it was about, it was just being stupid and foolish, drunk and high.
So why did you guys stab him, sir?
I don't know, sir. It just happened. It got out of hand. That should not even happen.
Well, you guys stabbed him and you took his...
We were under the influence of things like that happen.
So you guys stabbed him and you took his car, and then you actually dumped him in the canal, and then later you guys burned the car so you wouldn't have any evidence?
Yes.
So what happened? You went to trial, you was convicted, you appealed it, you had a reverse that was remanded. So was it just remanded? Did they try to give you the death sentence in the beginning?
I was there. I did like 4 years. And then I went back and forth in 1989 or 90. They returned my conviction, and then they gave me a life sentence.
Okay, so you were originally given the death sentence?
Yes.
Okay. I was looking at the appeal, and I was trying to understand and see that it was reversed and remanded, but I thought maybe that was the situation, but it wasn't real clear, at least in the information that I have, that wasn't real clear about what had actually happened during that period of time. I see that you got several certificates that's also attached in the packet and information that we have on programming that you've been taking, and also you got a CDL class that you actually took. As you stated earlier, there's not a lot of program available, but you're trying to take all the program that's available there too.
Yes, sir. Everything available. I'm getting
wrong name. Uh-huh. So, sir, tell me a little bit about what you would do. I also want to note that, before I go too much farther, that there is a letter in here from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office that's objecting to you being released on any parole. So I do want to make note of that. But tell me a little bit, sir, about what you plan on doing if you were released.
Well, I would, first of all, start my employment and work there with my brother. And hopefully, if there's any opportunity for advancement, maybe I can have a chance at that. But if not, I would try to get a job as an HVAC technician, because I used to have a job like that in here for many, many years. I do know how to have a job and hold on to a job real good. I have many skills. I just need opportunity to practice. And help wherever I can help. Try to fit into society, be a good person.
So what happened to your brother, sir, that was with you at the time?
He's incarcerated also.
Is he still locked up?
As far as I know, he is, sir. I haven't kept in touch with him for a while.
Is there a reason why?
No particular reason. I tell him to write to me, and we try to write to each other, but I haven't heard from him for a while, so I have no idea what's going on with him.
So I see there's also a letter in here from your mom.
Yes.
That letter looks like it's an old letter, maybe. Is your mom still alive?
No, she passed away.
Okay.
A few years ago.
Okay, because this letter I see was at 14. Your mom was 83 years old at that time.
Yes.
So where would you stay at, sir, if you were released on home arrest?
My dad, as far as I'm concerned, I remember him when I was a young child, and he was very abusive, shall I say, and he was asked to leave, and he left. I have really no good memories of that man. So to me, my mom was my father and my mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I do see the letter that you've written in here too, sir. So your brother that's works at the company, how do you know you can get a job working with your brother?
He's a supervisor there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I can get a job there. There were like jobs that a lot of people wouldn't want to have. They're like dirty jobs. You know, it's like starting at the bottom.
Uh-huh. So, have you looked at any halfway houses, sir?
No, sir. But I will just in case have a backup plan, which I should have anyway.
So I noticed you could stay, if you could get a job with your brother. Were you going to try to stay with your brother or what?
Yes, I will stay with him for a little while so I get my feet on the ground, you know, so I can be responsible for my own self. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a burden to anybody. I'm an old man and I want to be nowhere near as, you know, as so have my own responsibilities and take care of myself as much as I can.
So when this incident occurred back then, what has changed in you? What has brought about the change in you, sir, Mr. Lopez?
You know, I became a adult in here. I came in when I was still in my late teens, so became a man in here. I'm a good person. I have a lot of people in here. As you can see, I have not really that bad of a disciplinary history. So That's a good judge character right there, and I keep my nose clean, I mind my own business, I'm not caught up in gangs or the drugs, and I haven't even got a bunch of tattoos, I'm not a stereotypical prisoner in here. At all.
So you still have
other people.
You still have family here in Arizona, sir?
Yes. Brothers.
You have what?
I have quite a few brothers that live here in Arizona, in Phoenix.
Are you communicating with them?
I do, yes.
So is there a kind of reason why, you know, none of your family or your brothers have letters in here of support for you?
I have asked them to do so, but I don't know, maybe they're so busy that they couldn't find, well, I'm sure they can find, I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but, you know, I'm in here, they're out there, and have their families, and hopefully they're doing well, which I'm pretty sure they are, and I just leave it as that, and hopefully they find it in their heart to, you know what I mean, to at least try. I really don't know, I'm not too specific on why is that they haven't sent any letters or having any phone calls to the committee or anything like that, but I'm not too sure, sir.
Okay, so I see back in 92 you had a narcotic possession. So have you stopped doing drugs, sir?
Yes, that was for marijuana, yes.
Okay.
That was foolish of me. I would never do that again. I have not. I learned from my mistakes and took my, I had a good job in here and they, for something like that, a violation, they took that from me.
What kind of job did you have?
I worked in a machine shop here. Well, a long time ago in Florence.
Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you. One second. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Lopez, Mr. Johnson may have touched upon this. I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. You were involved with the offense with your brother, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What happened with your brother?
How do you mean, sir?
I mean, did he end up going to jail too? You were also getting the death penalty, or?
Yes, he came to prison also. He was given, I think, a 25 to life sentence, and I got the most severe of it. I was sentenced to death, even the death penalty, even being overturned in 89 or 90. Now I'm doing a life sentence.
Is the brother who works for National Metals a different brother?
Yes.
Okay. And so
the oldest brothers.
The one that you're involved with the offense with, is he also still in prison?
As far as I know, sir, yes.
Okay. I just kind of want to understand the case. It's not their hearing, but when you made reference to a brother, you weren't specific as to which brother, and I wasn't sure. And, you know, the other brother may have done well for himself and come out already. I just wasn't quite sure. So the one who works for National Metals, is he an older brother, or what is he?
Yes, sir. He's my second to older brother. I have eight of us.
Wow.
Eight brothers.
Okay, thank you for straightening that out. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Dr. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Lopez, I know, as has already been stated a couple of times, that if you're released at this time, which you really wish it would be released, but if you're released at this time, you will work and live with your brother that you were just discussing with the Honorable Mr. Carones. If that were not possible for you to live with your brother, where would you reside, sir? You know, because you I think you recognize the fact that in order for you to reside somewhere, that the Department of Correction, they have to approve it and go through a long process. So if that were not possible, do you have any other places that you might reside, just in case your brother, it did not work out for your brother, sir, with your brother?
If it doesn't work out with him, as I stated, I have other brothers, I would hopefully be able to have an opportunity to house with them. If not, I would go to my second options, which is a halfway house for the meantime till I get my feet on the ground and able to leave that situation.
Now, have you investigated any halfway houses at all, sir?
Yes, I have. Have
any of them said yes, that they would accept you?
No, I've been waiting. As far as I know, a lot of these services they have like a placement, and they're going to accept you or not, and it depends on how many people have applied and if they have allowed for you. As far as I know, sir.
The one thing that we do not do as a board member, we don't tell you how to do or what to say or nothing of that nature. But I'm just going to say this now, if you, and I'm not saying that this is going to happen, if you are not released today, I think that you need to get some additional information to the board. You hear you just say your brother, we don't know who you are, we don't know where he's living, we don't have a letter from your brother or nothing to the best of my knowledge. We have a letter, the only letter from your mother. And I'm sorry that she died back in 2014, but we don't have any other information. And, you know, the board has to have something to go on when they make a decision and turn it over to the Department of Corrections. I just wanted to say that to you, sir, because maybe you know, I know you've been before this board in a number of times, but it's just not all of it, all the information is just not there in writing. And you also did not tell us where you went. That you did have this alternate plan to stay at a halfway house, just in case. Maybe it's there, but I didn't see it, sir. Did you ask your brother to send a letter to the board? Did he send a letter to the board to the best of your knowledge, sir? The one who you would be living with?
I'm not 100% sure, sir, but he should have. I fully understand your situation.
But you did ask him, you did. When was the last time you had contact with that brother, sir?
Maybe about 8 months ago.
About 8 months ago, okay. What about other relatives? Have you had any contact with any other relatives recently, sir? I know you said 8 months there, but any others? You say you have lots of brothers and...
I do. I don't call all of them, only like maybe two or three of them, but... I try not to mention it to him, but most of the time it's not his word that it'll be arrived. Of course, he has to ask his wife and whatever else is going on in the family. Hopefully everything else is good in the family. So it might be a situation like that. It might be other things that I'm pretty sure I'm not aware of. So I wouldn't know, sir. I try not to mingle too much. Maybe I should, because I'm trying to win my freedom. We don't have to be more specific on they're aware that, yeah, I do go for work for it. I'm trying to be released. I just have to tell them to come in some more, and I really, really need their help.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being honest, and thank you, sir, and thank you so very much, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lopez, I see a number of questions coming from the board, sir. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Lopez. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I I respect your decisions, and I'm trying as best as I can, and with my grandma through it, you know, I'll be here for the next time, hopefully. It's not too many other times. I gotta be more, I need to get them to help me more, so you can see that I do have family and support out there, so I can get my freedom.
Okay.
That's about all I have to say, sir.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Do you work with your CO3 to try to get some help to get the information that you need, sir?
Yes, they're available most of the time.
Okay.
Most of the time, not all the time. Sometimes they're not even around, believe it or not. It's crazy.
All right, Mr. Lopez. The board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, we'll make a determination what to do with your parole. However, I want you to stay on the phone, sir. You've been before this board before. Stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion and conversation taking place. And then I'll get back with you with the determination of the board, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, the board's now going into discussion. I will tell you that Mr. Lopez has been incarcerated for over 30 years, very minimal amount of citations that he's received. He's only received two majors, everything else. Most of them have been informally resolved or since he's been in there. He hasn't been in any trouble. He says that he's learned from that. He hasn't been doing any drugs. And Miss said, you know what he did, he's wrong. He learned from that. He went in prison when he was 19 years old, and he's now 52 years old. He's been in there the majority of his life. I think Mr. Lopez would do probably well if he was out. However, I think he needs to have some family support and a system set up for him to be able to get some help. I think he do have some brothers and sisters and family that would be supportive of him, but he says that he doesn't want to be a burden to him, so he doesn't really press him. He says he could get a job with his brother. He's taken some HVAC classes and done some things while he's been incarcerated, but I would really, you know, I think, you know, Mr. Lopez is turning that corner and ready to get out, but I'd like to see him with some community and family support to be able to some system, a better release plan than what he has right now for him at this time. But I do commend him for the amount of time that he's been in there and the limited amount of discipline that he's received since he's been in there, that he's kept his head down and worked and read books and stayed out of trouble. And I think he's learned from that situation. I just can't see. I think it would be detrimental to release him and not have a better release plan than what he has and some communication from his brothers and his family that's going to be supportive, which I think he probably has a support system. He just hasn't reached out to get that support system established. So that's my opinion at this time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you. I agree with you, Mr. Johnson. It's really hard to get out of prison after all these years and just do it by yourself. Yeah. You know, I think he really needs some people around him that are going to support and, you know, give him advice on all the things that have changed. And I think he'd be better off if he takes some time and get a good plan put together. So I agree with you. Thank you.
Okay. Any more comments?
Agree.
Okay. I am going to, therefore, make a motion at this time to deny Mr. Lopez regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge at this time. That's going to be my motion.
I'll second and maybe suggest that you not set him off.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it when you're set off.
I'll second.
Second, a third. Agreed.
Okay, now is Mr. Neal, you agree?
Yes, agree.
Dr. Wright? We're not going to ask for a 1 year sentence. Not going to ask that, give him 6 months to come back before he's born. Type release denied is reasons for denial. It was a serious and violent offense. It was a loss of human life. I'm going to say the age of the victim, they were all young in this incident happened to occur. He has a good history, I mean, incarceration history. He was young in criminal history. I'm not going to mark that, but I am going to mark note the poor release plan and no family or community support system. Is there anything else that the board would like to see? Okay, Mr. Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, the board has voted to deny you the absolute discharge of regular parole at this time. We did not mark for you to get a one-year set-off, so you'll be eligible to come back before this board in about 6 months, okay? So take this time that you have left, this six-month time period. Work with your CO3, sir. Contact your family. Put together a release plan so that, you know, this board, you can come to this board with some ideas of what you want to do, you know, other than just kind of vague, you could work with your brother, but, you know, some support from your brother that he's a supervisor there, he could, you know, help you out find a job. If you can't stay with your brother, sir, find some halfway houses that would accept you, you know, write some letters to the halfway houses, get some response back from them that they would accept you. If you can't do that, then, you know, work with your CO3, sir. Whenever you catch your CO3, make it a habit, make it a, I don't want to say habit, that's not a good word, but, you know, make it one of your priorities to get with your CO3 to kind of help you out with that stuff. So I know that you're 19 years old when you went in prison, and so you may just need some help with trying to get that together and getting the letters out and getting that information out to put together something. And then, you know, when you talk to your brothers and your family, sir, talk to them about either writing some letters or coming down to the board when you have your hearing, let them know when you have your hearing, or if they can't come down, then if we can call them on the phone, we can, you know, do a teleconference, them in on your board hearing, okay? I mean, I commend you for the amount of time that you've been there, sir. You're doing very well, that you stayed out of trouble. You are doing the things that you need to be doing, and I hope that you continue to do those, but I would like to see you have some better support system set up so that when you come back before this board, the reason we didn't give you a year or so, because we'd like to see you come back in 6 months with a better plan. Do you understand what I'm asking of you, sir?
Yes, sir, I will do that. I'm glad you did it, Mr. Swift. I will be
I'm getting older and I want to see any more of my family members pass away. Like I said, I'm the youngest and everybody's older. I'm 52, they're in their, I'll be day 60s by now, but the oldest, so I'm missing everybody on my death of the nieces. I was mom terribly. Well, so work with that. I saw, you know, your mom wrote a letter and your mom passed away while you've been incarcerated. Mr. Lopez, you've been doing a good job without getting any tickets or citations or getting in any trouble, sir. Please, within this next 6 months, you know, continue doing the things you're doing and not get in any trouble, no citation or anything like that. So work with them. The world has changed so much since you were incarcerated, so it has changed so much that, you know, from computers to cars to cell phones, things are so much different now than what they were, you know, when you got incarcerated. You know, they even got, you know, it is so much different, sir, that you would need some assistance and some help. So start working on getting that set up if you want to the board to consider giving you a release. Not to say that's what's going to happen, sir, because it's all based on all the information that we received, but at this point in time, we would definitely like to see a better release plan from you, okay?
I sure will, sir.
All right, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Lopez. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing. Put the CO3 back on the phone, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You guys, you both have a good day.
You too, sir.